Roosevelt Island is moving forward with plans to purchase body-mounted cameras for their public safety officers. This follows an incident in January in which a 20-year-old man was allegedly beaten by the officers and years of what residents say is excessive use of force by their public safety department. As WNYC's Marilla Ivorak reports, it's unclear whether the cameras would be an effective tool for Roosevelt Island's officers.
Body-mounted cameras are being used by dozens of police departments around the country. Some say it's a very useful tool.
We actually had an officer-involved shooting where an officer was actually caught on camera, body-worn camera, having to engage someone with a firearm.
Levi Risley is captain at the Fort Smith Police Department in Arkansas.
The officer was able to be cleared relatively quickly by the local prosecuting attorney of his actions, and it was a justifiable homicide.
Captain Risley says videos captured by body-worn cameras are the first thing he turns to when a complaint is made against an officer. And he predicts all officers will have body cameras in the future. But Eugene O'Donnell, a professor of police studies at John Jay College, says what works for some police departments might not be the right solution for Roosevelt Island.
Probably the only thing you'd be offering with a camera is the chance to stop, you know, gross abuses and misconduct, rather than creating a culture where, you know, courtesy and service and professionalism were at the center of what was going on. So it sort of is, in my view, the backward approach to a problem.
O'Donnell says recruitment, training, and oversight are the first things that need to be addressed for Roosevelt Island's Public Safety Department, which is not part of the NYPD. In the meantime, the Roosevelt Island Operating Corporation, which employs public safety officers, is getting ready to look for contractors to mount body cameras on them. For WNYC, I'm Marella Ivorek.